And so I'll update people on the current weather conditions. But you're going to do the muskeg messages, and you're going to do it with a drum solo in the background.
I was just saying, where'd the drummer come from?
It's 30 degrees in Sitka today, and fair skies, pretty darn fair, if you ask me. Pretty blue.
Not a cloud in the sky.
And it's going to be, according to the forecast, partly cloudy in the morning, then becoming sunny. Areas of fog this morning. Highs around 48 with light winds. And even though it's already crystal clear blue skies, we do read the forecast, you know, just as a matter of form.
Here. People can compare that way.
Yes. Our muskeg messages, Roger.
Yes. The fishing vessel, Jade Ann, will distribute herring eggs most afternoons during the spawn. The boat will be moored to the main float of Eliason Harbor. All are welcome to share. Raven Radio will announce more specific times as they become known. And that's Friday, April 6th, to the end of the spawn. Another muskeg message. A sparkly blue vinyl billfold was lost sometime between Tuesday evening and Thursday morning, either in the lakeside parking lot or downtown. If you find it, call Satara at 752-0634. I hope that she gets a call quick. Lost coat near Cat Leanne and Lincoln. It's a black and red Sessions windbreaker. The number is 360-306-8932. The jacket belongs to Corey.
It sounds so, I don't know, beat hip, you know, like a Jack
like
Kerouac.
Jack Kerouac, I was just going to say, you know. Or a little pause.
A sparkly billfold. All right. And in other of sort of our routine business of the morning, this is usually the interview slot, but in days of yore, we sometimes did the marine forecast here. I should let people know that there's nothing of concern at all in the marine forecast. A ridge of high pressure will remain over the eastern Gulf and southeast Alaska through Saturday. Offshore, Cape Decision to Cape Edgecombe, north winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet, building to 6 feet this afternoon, west swell. Cape Edgecombe to Cape Fairweather, northwest winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet, building to 7 feet this afternoon. Cape Fairweather to Icy Cape, light winds, seas 4 feet, building to 7 feet in the afternoon. And on the inside, Icy Strait, light winds becoming northwest 10 knots in the afternoon, seas 2 feet. Northern Chatham Strait today, north winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet or less. Southern Chatham Strait, northwest winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet or less. And Roger, you've done some sailing in your day, and that has to sound pretty darn decent.
Sounds like a nice day to be out on a kayak in the Inside Passage.
Yeah. All right. Checking on things in Chatham or beyond. So, Roger, it is a celebration of radio this week. I don't know if I ever actually formally introduced you. We did the pass off.
Yeah, I felt like that was it.
Yeah. Roger Schmidt is the Executive Director of Alaska Arts Southeast and the Sitka Fine Arts Camp and the Sheldon Jackson Fine Arts Campus. Is there anything I ought to throw onto your shoulders while I'm introducing?
No,
you?
That's it.
Okay. And I think when we talk about celebrating radio, which is what we're doing this week, celebrating 30 years of community broadcasting, when you talk about that phrase, community broadcasting, I think we put a far greater emphasis on community is sort of what it's all about. And Roger, what's happening over at the Fine Arts Camp seems to be so characteristic of what so many people love, not just about this station, not just about the region that we live in, but about the community that we live in as well. It's really inspiring.
Yeah, well, I think the radio is really inspiring, and you know, I remember as I would have been in junior high when Raven Radio first started, and I think so often when we look at things, we look at them short term. It's hard for human beings to think of things in the long term, you know, and if anybody had imagined 30 years of Raven Radio back then and today, and I don't think we could have even really understood the impact that having a public radio station in our community of this quality could have possibly had and has now. I think it's just incredible. I mean, the central role it has in keeping our community tied together with one another, understanding the issues, understanding what's going on, getting to know about events, getting to understand, you know, the dialogue, the debate. It's critical to who we are, and it's just been an amazing journey and such a key part of why Sitka's Sitka.
And are you over 30 years old, Roger? I'm trying to ask if you remember sort of a do you remember a Sitka without Raven Radio?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm over 30. There's no doubt about that, Rob.
I want to check your ID. We'll see. It is a celebration of radio, celebration of community. Again, it's going to culminate in a traditional sort of a marathon, a one-day pledge drive next Friday, a one-day sort of marathon. We've got an online drive happening too, an online quiet drive. In order to make the $85,000 we're trying to get to this spring in one day next Friday, we need a lot of people listening now to who have the ability to go online, to go to kcaw.org.
It's easy. I just did it this morning.
Yeah, it's so easy. You just click on the Pledge Now link and you fill out the form. And if you've pledged before, it's going to remember you, I think, and sort of autofill some of those entries. And then you just hit the submit button, and it pops up here on our screen. And Sarah Bell has pledged or contributed this morning, and Anya and Mina Brooks Schmidt have pledged, contributed. Paul Norwood has made a contribution. He likes being able to read news on our website, kcaw.org. Jen McDonald has contributed. Stan and Nancy Barge, Jim and Judy Steffen, Galen Payne and Don Surgeon, and Amy Johnson helped get the ball rolling this morning. And here's our total right there, Roger.
17,536. We have a goal of 85,000.
85,000.
Yeah, that seems pretty reasonable to me.
And there are some fantastic things coming up in this celebration of radio. Just today, Susan Stanford's going to be doing the Good Day Radio Show. She's a powerhouse morning Good Day Radio show host. Lily's going to have Zool Bailey on live at Studio B at 10:30 this morning.
Fantastic.
Zool Bailey is the new artistic director of the Sitka Summer Music Festival, taking that task on from Paul and the gang. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall to hear Paul Rosenthal ask Zool Bailey, hey, you interested in taking over the Sitka Festival?
Yeah.
What that conversation must have been interesting. And guest musicians, Christian.
I think it probably would have been pretty short. I think it would have gone like this. Yes.
Sure. What else? I was hoping you would ask.
Exactly.
Christian Jensen and Blatchley Middle School Jazz Band are going to appear on Straight No Chaser this afternoon.
Fantastic.
From 2 to 4 p.m.
It is a celebration.
Yeah, Deb is going to have a surprise, some surprise special guest hosts and a show full of truckin' songs on Coming Up Country at 6:30. There might even be some singing. And Andy Miller is going to be Holly Keene's guest on Best Case Scenario from 8 to 10 tonight. And I guess, Holly, I didn't check my message machine. If you were trying to reach me to do that, I'm sorry. I've been so busy with Moon Over Buffalo getting the sets ready, I haven't been checking my voicemail. So I'm glad Andy can step in and cover that slot for me on Best Case Scenario. And it just goes on and on. It's a whole week of some of the things we like best about community broadcasting, and it's going to culminate again next Friday with an on-air pledge drive. So anyway, kind of a new strategy.
I think it's a great strategy, Rob. I think that, I mean, just looking at the numbers that are out there now, already nearly 20,000, and it is a quiet pledge drive, I think that it giving people the opportunity to keep enjoying radio right through the week, and then just, yeah, having them quietly make their donations, and radio carries through it all. It's great.
Yeah, kcaw.org. Just look for the Pledge Now link. Roger, I wanted to ask you before we head on to Writer's Almanac and some of the things that normally follow the this interview time. It's looking like a very big summer for Fine Arts Camp. You guys have added programs.
Yeah.
And this is it? Things busy at the office over
yeah,
there.
We've gone nuts. We're going to be adding a pilot adult fine arts camp this summer. We're going to be putting information out that, you know, how people can sign up.
And must you be a pilot to participate?
Pilot just means we're experimenting.
Okay.
All right. No pilots necessary. That's going to be June 11th to June 15th. We added a elementary string camp. We added a circus camp. We're real excited about. We added for high school students that have either been coming to the camp for a long time or have been doing a lot of musical theater, or even students that are currently in college. We have a musical theater camp we're doing. We're partnering with some other organizations to have more activities on the campus. Island Institute's going to be doing a workshop, a 3-day event. That's going to culminate in one of these TEDx's where great speakers come together and talk about share great ideas. We've got volunteer work groups coming from colleges, and then we have the Science Center is going to have the University of San Francisco on campus doing science and cultural anthropology stuff, I believe. And what else? We've got a artist residency program that we're going to be launching this year or this summer. So it's been busy, and it's great.
It just boggles the mind that, I mean, we've got Sheldon Jackson campus, this incredible history and tradition of education there. I mean, such an important place for so many people in the state of Alaska, sitting there boarded up for 4 years. I mean, it was going.
Yeah.
It was on its way out, and now it's just kind of, it seems like it's sort of turned a corner, and the number of things going on there is just mind-boggling. I guess you hosted the Juno Symphony last weekend?
Yeah, they were on campus staying there. It was great. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Come to Sitka. Bring your symphony.
Yeah.
We'll put you up.
Yeah, we have a dance troupe that'll be staying there next week, the Thotos Dance, when they're coming for their performance. And it's great to, say, no, we've got a nice place for you to come and be at.
Amazing. It's just, it's all part of, I think, talking about that and talking about Mount Edgecombe High School and just youth, the education of youth in Sitka. It's all part of sort of what we're celebrating. I mean, Raven Radio is not disconnected from that stuff in any way. We're not disengaged. I mean, if you have any doubt, just listen to Straight No Chaser this afternoon when the Blatchley Middle School Jazz Band is going to play live on the air. I mean, we want to be at the heart of all these developments in the community.
And I think that having a communication center is the most important way to be able to have this type of thriving community. And having a thriving community is the single most important thing for any community to be successful, whether it's economically or culturally or whatever. You've got to have a vibrant community. And when I think of our public radio, KCAW, that's what I think is a vibrant radio station, vibrant community radio station that's based in our community deeply.
We have one other special feature this morning. In addition to having a great co-host in Roger Schmidt, we're going to hear from a fifth grade student this morning following the Writer's Almanac, which is coming up next. It's a feature that's going to be airing right up through next Thursday, every morning at this time. It's called This I Believe. And if you've been a longtime listener to NPR, you know that Jay Allison, a producer, developed the This I Believe sort of feature. And it's part of a curriculum that Rebecca Hemshute is doing at Kikushihin. So these are fifth grade students who have written This I Believe statements and brought them in here and recorded them. And it doesn't have the usual sort of, you know, commentary waiver on it. It doesn't have, you know, commentaries or the opinions of the author, Raven Radio's board, staff, volunteers, you know, don't necessarily agree. It doesn't have that because This I Believe is a statement about something transformative for the author. It's unique to them. So it doesn't have the usual sort of commentary thing on it. But you're going to be hearing from Lucy Polson this morning, following the Writer's Almanac and the power of knitting.
Oh,
and
that's great.
So I urge you to stick around for that. That's going to be coming up in just a few minutes after Writer's Almanac. Again, if you want to participate in our online celebration of radio, please go to our website, kcaw.org, and click the Pledge Now link, and Roger and I will thank you on the air. We're headed to Writer's Almanac. Roger.
Great.
Thanks for sitting in this morning.
Absolutely.